This is In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to get right into the swing of things this afternoon with music from guitarist Lloyd Gregory. Now, this is from Lloyd's fourth release. It's brand new. It's entitled Free Fallen, and we're going to start off with Jazz for Jasmine. Music from Joe Lovano from his album Viva Caruso on his Blue Note, on the Blue Note label rather. And we heard Cielo Torcino. And before that, music from guitarist Lloyd Gregory from his brand new album Free Fallen. And we heard Jazz for Jasmine. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM and also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. I've got some music now from a really funky and spunky saxophonist from Germany. Her name is Nicole Joe, and this is from her album Needs to Be Funky. She's heavily influenced by Kathy Dulfer, another sax player who's been on the scene for quite a number of years. But this is Nicole's second release, and we're going to listen to a track from it called Funky OP. But before we get to that, I'd like to play for you some music from Jim Hall, from his album Jim Hall and Basses, and this is Bent Blue. Thank you. was pretty grooving stuff there from Nicole Joe from her album Needs to Be Funky, and we just heard Funky OP. Now, that album was released in 2001, and hopefully she'll be releasing more material soon. She must be quite a musician to see live, because she really gets into the groove and really funks things up there with the band. Before that, we heard some Jim Hall, and we heard a composition called Bent Blue. That was taken from his album Jim Hall and Basses. Well, we're going to listen now to another legend in, some would say, smooth jazz, funky jazz, and just all-around jazz, played with many, many people. His name is Tom Scott, and we're going to listen to something from his album Newfound Freedom, and this is Feeling It. Thank you. Well, he still has it. That was Tom Scott, and that was taken from his album, The Newfound Freedom, and we heard Feeling It. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. We're going to listen now to an artist who played here actually a few times at the Ottawa Jazz Festival. Her name is Irini Rosnes, and she's a great pianist, and she released an excellent album entitled Life on Earth on the Blue Note label, and we're going to listen to Empress Afternoon. Thank you. Every time I hear that piece, I always hear something different. And of course, great pianist from Canada, Rini Rosnes, from her excellent album Life on Earth. And we just heard Empress Afternoon. But we're going to take a trip now to Okinawa, specifically the club Rhapsody. And we're going to listen to a great session that took place there with the Maupin Williams Project. And they're going to do for us a great composition called Message to Prez. Message to Prez, and that was the Maupin Williams Project from their album Live at the Club Rhapsody in Okinawa. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your dial. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. I think one of the nicest trumpet players to come out over the past few years. and someone who has been really getting a lot of airplay and also putting out quite a few albums, Dave Douglas. And then we're going to listen to something from his album, The Infinite. This is Crazy Games. An album that I would highly recommend, The Infinite by Dave Douglas, and we heard Crazy Games. You're listening to CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott. I'm going to play for you now some music from pianist Michael Jeffrey Stevens. Now, to celebrate his 50th birthday, Michael decided to head out on his own and do his first ever solo tour. And this was recorded on November the 10th, 2001, live at the De Wurg Brug, and I believe that that's in Belgium, if I'm not mistaken. And I thought I'd play for you his version of Ask Me Now. Now, there are parts to his version of it that sound quite a lot like Jackie Byard in terms of his playing and his slow, lazy approach at some points to the melody. This is Michael Jeffrey Stevens from his album The Survivor's Suite and Monk's Ask Me Now. Michael Jeffrey Stevens with his take on Ask Me Now, a composition from the great Thelonious Monk. We're going to go back to some music from guitarist Lloyd Gregory from his latest album entitled Free Fallen. And we're going to listen to some more music. Gregory grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Music was a major part of his life when he was growing up. He began to learn the guitar at the age of 10 and was influenced by such bands as James Brown, Curtis Mayfield, and The Temptations. In addition, Gregory studied under Warren Nunez and took master classes with the great Barney Kessel and Howard Roberts. Now, on Gregory's first two albums, he had musical guests that included Felton Pilat, Rodney Franklin, and other musicians as well. Now, one of his main influences was Bola Sate. Now, Bola, I played on the show a few years ago, an excellent album that he made with Vince Guaraldi. But he also was influenced by Al Di Meola, John McLaughlin, Mel Brown, even Oscar Peterson, as well as Lester Young, and you can tell a bit in his phrasing, Chet Atkins, and the great bassist Stanley Clarke. So we're going to listen to a track from this album, Free Fallen, and we're going to listen to his version of I Loves You, Porgy. I really like that deep sound that he gets on his guitar. It's a very well-rounded sound with a lot of flavor added to the mix. That was Lloyd Gregory from his album Free Fallen, and we heard his rendition of Gershwin's I Loves You, Porgy. One of the great drummers in progressive rock and jazz as well, to a certain extent, he's been coming along quite nicely over the years, is Bill Bruford. Bill has played with many bands over his career, including Genesis and Yes, and he's even had his own band, Earthworks, for a number of years as well. We're going to listen to an album of his entitled Sound of Surprise, and I love the name of this next tune. It's something called Revel Without a Pause. That was drummer Bill Bruford with Revel Without a Pause. And quite a spunky number there. I really enjoyed that one. That was taken from Bill's album Sound of Surprise. One of the bands that has been around for many, many years, actually going back to the 70s, when they had their first real big hit entitled Morning Dance, is Spyro Gyra. They're still together. The band has shifted a little bit over the years, but Jay Bekenstein is still with them, still the core of the group. They're still around, and I'm going to play for you an album that they released on the Heads Up label entitled Original Cinema. We're going to listen to a track called Cape Town Love, but before we get to that, here's music from trombonist and conch player Steve Turi from his album One for Jay. This is the title track. Thank you. Spirogyra from their album Original Cinema, and we heard Cape Town Love. Steve Turi before that from his album One for Jay, and we heard the title track. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're getting through some fine music this afternoon on the show. And the next group of music that I'm going to play for you includes Ken Navarro is in the next set, as well as Gary Burton. But we're going to start off with the Mueller Group from their self-titled album, and this is Bata.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Randy McElligott. You're listening to CHUO-FM coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Was music from Ken Navarro from his album Slow Dance, and we heard a composition called So Fine. And you look out the window today and the weather, if this is a trend and it could last, then we're on to a good thing. The weather is just simply beautiful outside.
Until November.
And Ozzy is in the wings coming up at 3 o'clock with Deutsches Ost Ottawa. But to take us there, we have some more music from Nicole Joe from Germany. She has an album out called Needs to Be Funky that was released in 2001. And we're going to hear a composition, another one of this great recording. This is called Walk Key. I love the sound of her playing there. That was music from German musician Nicole Joe from her album Needs to Be Funky. And I'm hoping to play more of this album in the future. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're just about to wrap things up here on In Transition with a Polish trumpet player, Tomasz Stanko. Beautiful, beautiful trumpet player. This is taken from his album Soul of Things. This is variation number 3.
Thank you. mystery in a simple tune. I've no history rhyming June with moon. Better men would think they've seen the light that dreams just might start coming true. But something's here that never was there tonight, in the rare delight of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
we just listened to some music from the Emmanuel Vaughn Lee and the Berkeley Jazz Quintet with a composition entitled Previous Misconceptions. John Pizzarelli before that with the George Shearing Quintet and The Rare Delight of You. And we started way back when with Tomas Stanko's quartet from his album Soul of Things. And we heard Soul of Things, Variation 3. I'm Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week, and don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.